This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, July 20. God's blessed people. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 22. Then the Israelites traveled to the plains of Moab and camped along the Jordan across from Jericho. Now Balak, son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, and Moab was terrified because there were so many people. Indeed, Moab was filled with dread because of the Israelites. The Moabites said to the elders of Midian, "This horde is going to lick up everything around us, as an ox licks up the grass of the field." So Balak, son of Zippor, who was the king of Moab at that time, sent messengers to summon Balaam, son of Beor, who was at Pethor, near the Euphrates River, in his native land. Balak said, "A people has come out of Egypt. They cover the face of the land and have settled next to me. Now come and put a curse on these people, because they are too powerful for me. Perhaps then I will be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I know that whoever you bless is blessed, and whoever you curse is cursed." The elders of Moab and Midian left, taking with them the fee for divination. When they came to Balaam, they were told what Balak had said. "Spend the night here," Balaam said to them, "and I will report back to you with the answer the Lord gives me." So the Moabite officials stayed with him. God came to Balaam and asked, "Who are these men with you?" Balaam said to God, "Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab, sent me this message. A people that has come out of Egypt covers the face of the land. Now come and put a curse on them for me. Perhaps then I will be able to fight them and drive them away." But God said to Balaam, "Do not go with them. You must not put a curse on those people, because they are blessed." It's not unusual to hear Christians say, "I am blessed," when someone asks how they're doing. Israel was indeed blessed. When God made a covenant with Abraham and his descendants, he said, "I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you." God promised Israel the blessing of his presence. He promised them the blessing of prosperity. Abraham's descendants would be as numerous as the sand on the seashore. God also promised the blessing of a land for his descendants to live in. Because Israel had these promises in their past and future, God would not allow Balaam to curse his people. King Balak of Moab thought that the only way he could weaken Israel and keep them from taking his land was to get Balaam to put a curse on Israel. But that would not and could not work. We too are a blessed people. Because of Jesus, the blessings given to Abraham and Israel are ours. God also promised Abraham that all nations would be blessed through him. The promise was fulfilled in Abraham's descendant, Jesus. In Christ, God is for us, and if God is for us, no one can stand against us. No one can separate us from God's love or keep us from receiving the eternal inheritance he has promised. Romans 8. In Christ, each of us can truly say, "I am blessed." Pray with me. Father, we thank you for all the spiritual blessings that are ours in Christ. May we see that we are secure in you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.